I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the new election police force and who they have decided to target. As most have heard, in support of the big lie that the 2020 election was rigged and voter fraud is rampant in all corners of the country, Governor Ron DeSantis decided what we needed to ensure election integrity was a dedicated unit tasked with investigation and prosecution of election crime. Notwithstanding, there is still no evidence, I repeat, no evidence, that the 2020 election was stolen by anyone. Letting facts get in the way of an opportunity to unfairly suppress a particular part of the electorate would be a crime. The puzzling aspect of the election police and other targets of so-called election integrity is how they have ignored some real bad actors on the campaign trail, arresting 20 former felons who, for the most part, voted illegally after government officials had told them it was okay and had no discernible effect on the outcome of any election, is self-righteously promoted as democracy-saving, while investigating things like campaign financing violations that do affect outcomes are reluctantly considered. Over the past year, Florida Power and Light has been the subject of a torrent of news stories revealing how its political consultants funneled money through nonprofit groups and shell companies to manipulate elections and finance attacks on the utility's public political foes. Election law experts have said the payments were a potential violation of state campaign finance laws that ban the use of straw donors to shield the true source of campaign funds, as well as federal tax rules for nonprofits. Among the recipients of the funds was DeSantis's 2018 campaign. According to leaked documents, his political committee received about $25,000 channeled through a nonprofit that didn't have to reveal its donors. Going after individuals with little means while not prosecuting sophisticated attempts to subvert democratic processes is reprehensible, said Marvin Dunn, president of the Miami Center for Racial Justice at Barry University and a historian of race and civil rights in Florida. Asked if the governor prioritized arrests of individual voters over examining more organized forms of election malfeasance and campaign finance violations, DeSantis's latest spokesperson, Brian Griffin, took a cue from his predecessor, the irrepressible Christina Parshaw, and did not answer the question. As Governor DeSantis has been repeatedly clear on the importance of election integrity, it should follow that it is well worthwhile to dedicate the necessary resources to accomplishing this. So, if I get that answer correctly, election integrity is only worth picking the low-hanging fruit, of which none is lower-hanging than voters who are coerced into breaking the law by uninformed government officials, not tackling the real offenders because, well, they have lots of high-priced lawyers and plenty of money, and they would be pretty hard to beat.